All right, Tavo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Resh Sadik Hey, in the middle of the Tefillah of Rabbi Nassan of Breslov. So we left off a few lines down from the top. Let's pick up Af. It's four lines down from the top. Four lines down on the top, last word on the line. Af Apish, remember again, this is the Tefillah of Rabbi Nassan. When we say it's a Tefillah, it's not a Tefillah in the classic sense, in that it's not necessarily a request or a statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but perhaps better stated, it is a statement to oneself. Even though, again, sometimes a person feels so overwhelmed by all of his mistakes, a person feels so overwhelmed by all of his missteps, that those missteps, the guilt of those missteps, the guilt of those mistakes, prevents him from coming back to his father's home for many years. But despite all this, despite our mistakes, despite our missteps, the chesed of the Ribono Shel Olam is overwhelming. It has no shear, it has no amount, it has absolutely no quantification. The rachmanis of the Ribono Shel Olam is so overwhelming that the mouth does not have the ability to speak it, and the heart does not have the ability or the ability to understand it. Such a beautiful statement. Even if all of the rivers were ink, and all of the marshes were filled with reeds, quills, and every single person was a scribe, and his tongue filled with beautiful poetry, See this beautiful statement. Even if all of the rivers were ink, and all of the marshes, you know, all of the swamps or marshes were filled with quills, and every single person was exceptionally poetic and a skilled orator, still we would be unable to fully comprehend and fully articulate the great chesed, the great kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us every single generation. And of course, the great chesed that he is referring to is the willingness of God to reconcile, the willingness of God to offer a new beginning, the willingness of God to re-engage, even in the aftermath of sin, even in the aftermath of incredible mistakes. Ubifrat al ha'ne'enochim v'nitkoim u'mechakim u'metzapim lo shuvei lo v'yisbarach be'emes. And the Ribono Shel Olam has special compassion for those ultimately, again, who are broken, for those who are downtrodden, for those who are just waiting to come back somehow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hello me'ata karasala avi, aluf ne'urai ato, hayintar li'olam im yishmo la'netzach. Chazak v'hischazek, v'chadish atzmecha b'choleis. Be strong, and gird yourself with additional strength, and renew yourself at all times. V'haschil me'ata la'avodes baracha be'emes, and go ahead and literally begin now to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in earnest. Leave your negative ways, leave behind the negative or inappropriate thoughts, and leave behind the silliness. Leave behind those things which ultimately, again, the shtus, the shtuyot, the silly things, the sarcasm, remove the anger from your heart, and remove the negativity from your flesh. Bind yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in earnest, and do not return again to your folly. Lift your eyes to the heavens, and remember again the old love. Remember how it once was. Remember again the passionate relationship you enjoyed in the past. Remember the beautiful connection you enjoyed in the past, and reclaim it. His orari, ura nafshi ura. Wake up, wake up. Awaken my soul, awaken. Uri, uri, dabri shir, al techarash val tishkot. Literally, wake up, wake up. Speak beautiful song. Do not be silent. Do not be quiet. Harimi kolcha arev, Raise your beautiful voice, reference to the neshama. Upsach picha, open your mouth, v'totzi divarecha ha'ne'imim v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I literally, again, espouse your beautiful words before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Psach picha v'ya'iru divarecha. Open your mouth and allow your words to come out. The beautiful tefillah of Rabbi Nassan. Zuchor, 100%. Zuchor zos heitiv. So the Mechaber writes, so now that's the end of the tefillah. So the Mechaber comments, he says, so remember this well. Sha'avon Hayesh, remember again, what Rabbi Nassan is speaking most about in his tefillah is the ability to get back up in the aftermath of failure. The ability to re-engage in the aftermath of failure. The ability to not allow yourself to be sucked in, or sucked down, I should say, ultimately by the negativity and the negative feelings of lack of self-worth, of just feeling so broken and so unworthy in the aftermath of even colossal life mistakes. So, now the Mechaber comments, last paragraph, page Reish Tzadikei. Zuchor zos heitiv. Remember this well. Sha'avon ayeyush hu gadol yoser mikol avonos. The worst mistake, the worst sin, is the sin of despair, is the sin of giving up hope. Kamuva batfila no ra'azu. Ki bazeh sha'adam is ya'ish. When a person gives up hope, Humare shechas v'shalom, Hashem lo rotze b'tshuva. He goes ahead and he shows, when a person gives up hope, so he shows that Chas Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want his tshuva. V'gam mare kilu Hashem kafar lo yochol lo shia osu chas v'shalom. And a person sometimes begins to feel unworthy, unsalvageable, that a person can't be saved. Va'emesi she'en shum yesh b'olam klal. So of course that's a famous statement of Rabbi Nachman, she'en shum yeyosh ba'olam klal. There is no such thing as yeyosh. There is no such thing as giving up hope in this world. Vashem tamid rotze b'tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam always wants my tshuva. He always wants my return. Vashem tamid rotze sha'adam ya'asas chadasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that a person will always go ahead and create a new beginning. V'ya'ase tshuva al ha'avar. And ultimately, again, that he will go ahead and do tshuva for the past. The yetiv ma'asov mikano lahaba, he will better his deeds going forward. Vashem kol yachol v'yachol etakin akol. The Ribbono Shel Olam could do anything and could fix anything. Rakim tischazik lahamin lo lahamin bo ulavaki shivenu shi'itin akol yachol. Rather, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is ultimately that we be strong enough to believe in Him and to request of Him everything and anything we want. So again, I will say, this kind of, not closes out, but closes the first part of this discussion, which is the two-pronged Yetzer Hara. Right? The Yetzer Hara ultimately, again, before the sin, the Yetzer Hara after the sin. The Yetzer Hara before the sin is the Yetzer Hara we're all familiar with. That's the Yetzer Hara which entices us to engage in negative activity. But perhaps more powerful and certainly more damaging is the Yetzer Hara after the sin, where the Yetzer Hara convinces me that I cannot rebound, I cannot repair, I cannot put myself, I cannot put that which is broken back together. And that Yetzer Hara is the most detrimental Yetzer Hara. And that Yetzer Hara, as you saw, of Apikursos, because one of the tenets of our faith is the ability to pick ourselves back up, rebuild, repair, no matter how devastating the mistake may be. The Ribbono Shel Olam is arotze b'tshuva. He constantly wants me to repair myself. He constantly wants me to redeem myself. He constantly wants me to go out in some way, somehow, make myself better. And the inability to believe in that, says the Mechaber, is apikarsa. So we'll say, if you turn, we're going to skip just to page Reish Tzadik Ches. See, he goes on, he says, and with this, I just want to read this one line, then we'll pick up with this section tomorrow. Hari zed davar barur, sha'adam nichshal, ki haisa bo gaiva. And we'll say, in the section that I, just a few pages that I skipped over here, so I skipped only because we've learned it previously, but it's an incredibly important yisod. We'll say, sin, chait, in general, is gaiva. It's gaiva, right? A person sins because he or she is, there's a whole bunch of different reasons as to the psychology of sin, but on a basic level, ultimately, again, chait occurs because of gaiva, because a person feels that my needs are more important than anything else. So therefore, again, I'm going to take care of my own needs. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I find pleasurable, what I find enjoyable. I, Achlish Baruch Hu, doesn't want me to do it. That doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, my needs are what's most important. She says, "Harei ze davar baror, she'adam nichshal ki haisa bo gaiva." So I'll say, ultimately, again, a person sins because he had gaiva inside of him. Lachin, achshav ya'aseh cheshbon nefesh v'yomer la'atzmo, hinei kashalto, as ta'aseh tshuva ala gaiva, utekabel anava. Sribos says, we're going to see, and we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this section, Emir Tashem, tomorrow. I will say, if sin occurs because of gaiva, if sin occurs because of arrogance, then ultimately, again, the pathway to tshuva is paved with anava, is paved with humility. So we'll say, ultimately, again, how to affect that humility, what that humility looks like, Emir Tashem, we'll pick up with tomorrow morning. Shmuel.